This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors at Loserpool. Be the last man standing and win £1,000 guaranteed at loserpool.com. For all your taxi needs, download the ADT Taxi app on your smartphone and book your taxi now at ADT Taxis. Do you enjoy betting against your mates? Then it's time to check out Who Knows Wins. Who Knows Wins are changing the culture of gambling by making it social. They have removed the bookies from the equation and now you can bet on sports against your mates and friends. It's a great way to rake in the cash from your friends and have a bit of banter along the way in the chat section. No odds, no bookmakers. This is all about the prediction on sporting events. The more you know, the more you win. Download the app on the Apple Store or Google Play Store. For more information, visit their website at whoknowswins.com. Welcome to this week's episode of the 100% LCFC podcast. Please hit the subscribe button on the platform you're listening to, whether that be SoundCloud or iTunes. And if you're watching as a video on our Leicester Fan TV YouTube channel, please hit the subscribe button too. A little different format today, technical issues this week, moving my PC to one room to another. I've lost all my setup, so to speak, so I can't do the regular podcast with Phil Holloway live and recorded via video as well. So that'll have to resume next week. But I have got a audio of Phil and his thoughts on Leicester and the Who Knows Wins league that I won, by the way. I told you I'd do it. I beat him, and I'm not going to let him forget anytime soon. Now, Leicester City themselves are going up against Arsenal at the weekend with an absolute amazing back-to-back form now from the Southampton game, with obviously the 9-0, what a result that was, by the way. So I can't believe we scored 9 goals away and broke a Premier League record as well. It's just phenomenal stuff by the Foxes. And of course, there was the 2-0 win away at Selhurst Park against Crystal Palace. Tielemans got his goal, and Jamie Vardy again rustling the away fans the home fans, as because we were away. When are the opposition going to learn not to piss Jamie Vardy off? That is the question, because right now that's happened now 3 times back to back. The opposition fans have you know, took the mick out of the situation with his missus online, Rebecca Vardy, and he's gone and got his goal and then ran over to those fans and gloated and, you know, bantered them. He's a rustler. He is our own Jamie Vardy, record breaker, and I think he's going to get at least 20 goals again this season. He's on absolute fire. Now, we have got Arsenal, like I said, and, last season we won 3-0. At the King Power Stadium, and it was a phenomenal game. And to be honest with you, I don't fear Arsenal at all. Not so ever. We've got a bad record against them. They've beat us 16 out of 26 played. We've only won 3 matches. That was one from the previous, you know, season. And we even lost back-to-back with them when we won the Premier League. They're the only side to do the double over us when we won the Premier League. But I do not fear them at all. Their form isn't great. They have a loss and 2 draws as their last 3 previous. We are on a 3-winning streak. And I'm going to go for a home win. I'm going to go for another home win of 2-0. 2-0 to Leicester. That's what I'm going to go with. And again, I'm going to go with Tielemans and Jamie Vardy to score as well. We're really going to be pushing on for this Premier League, because I've put 50 quid on at 75 to 1. Probably 50 quid chucked away down the drain. But who knows? You've got to be in it to win it. Speaking of in it to win it, the Who Knows Wins. I'm going to move the audio to Phil, and he's going to tell you a little bit about Who Knows Wins. Take it away, Phil.
Ali, yeah, it was another fantastic win for Leicester at Crystal Palace. I thought it was perhaps a better win for us than, in a way, the one at Southampton. Southampton were down to 10 men and really just gave up on that day. And I actually think Leicester had to battle a heck of a lot harder at Crystal Palace to sort of earn that win. Palace doing much better than Southampton as well this season. So it was a really, really good team performance by Leicester. And I think fans are really starting to get excited. I know we did the Fan Zone show on Monday, and fans starting to think we are in a title race. I think we are, Lee. I'd be interested to hear what you think, but I definitely think we can consider we are in a title race at the moment. So looking forward to Leicester's game on Saturday against Arsenal, the 5:30 kickoff. It is part of our Who Knows Wins game that we play every week. Chappers won it. You won it last week. That was fantastic. I think you won about nearly 40 quid, which was great. I won nothing, so you get all the bragging rights this week. I think, you know, just running through the predictions this week, we've got Chelsea against Crystal Palace. I've gone for a Chelsea home win there. They had that 4-4 midweek game in the Champions League, so I still think they'll beat Crystal Palace. Burnley against West Ham will be a really interesting one. I think a lot of people will go for a draw or maybe a West Ham win, but I've gone for a Burnley home win. Newcastle against Bournemouth, I've gone for a draw. And ditto, I've gone for a draw. Southampton against Everton, two teams who are both having mixed seasons, to say so. I've got Spurs. I don't want to go for Spurs to beat Sheffield United, but I have done. They had a good win in midweek against Champions League opposition at Red Star Belgrade. Then we've got the Leicester City against Arsenal game. I'm going for a win for Leicester, Chappers, definitely. I think Arsenal, we beat them 3-0, very convincing last season. They're not on top form, even though they're just below us in the league. I'd like to see us put another 3 points between us and Arsenal in fifth position. I think Leicester are going to win it. Then later on that day, we've got Man United against Brighton. I've gone for a Man U win, much as I'd prefer Brighton to win, but hey, I'm trying to win some money here off you. Wolves against Villa, obviously a West Midlands derby. I've gone for a draw in that. These types of games often end up being draws. And Liverpool against Man City. Oh, what a game that's going to be on Sunday. It's on, I think, at 4:30 on Sunday. I'm going to be watching that. Looking to see our competition in the Premier League title chase, Lee. That's my thoughts on it. And obviously, I'd probably want a draw there. I don't want Liverpool to win and I don't want Man City to win. So I'm going for a draw in the Who Knows Wins betting, well, gaming app that we use. Don't forget, you can go on to the App Store, the Android Store, and download Who Knows Wins. We share links and in all the podcasts, and we'll do it again on Leicester Fan TV. Hopefully, Chappers, I'll be taking your money off you this week, but probably not, knowing some of my predictions. Anyway, I'll see you at the game and look forward to a Leicester win against Arsenal. See you there, Chappers.
Your accumulator letting you down again. You've cashed out early and you just can't win. Prehistoric football coupons? Nah. Have a think about it. Why not play a new way? At Loserpool, pick a loser and win £1,000 in a last man standing tournament. Be a loser and win at Loserpool. Enter for free now. Visit loserpool.com. Okay, so the 100% LCFC and Leicester Fan TV, we are one. You can find us at leicesterfantv.com and on socials we are at 100LCFC on Facebook and also on Twitter. But we are ramping up the content now on YouTube, on the Leicester Fan TV YouTube channel. Go and check those out on the platform and subscribe. I'm looking at doing the away games as a watch along. It's very successful on the last episode. We had 2,000 views on the last episode. So I think if that's what you guys like and want, then we will do that. I will keep going as much as I can. So check that out. Definitely check that out. And obviously on 100% LCFC on the Facebook page, we have shows on a Monday night with Phil Holloway. We have the Kit Room show, which is done by James and Neil. We also have a new show coming called the Late Night Fox, which is a bit of banter from Don Cole from the States. And then we have Jamie from Alcudia on a Sunday morning. So don't forget to have a listen and watch those shows on Facebook and also on our YouTube channel. Like I said, this week's very tight because we just haven't got the tech. I'm actually recording this off of my phone, believe it or not. So, well, that's it for me for this week. I do apologise. Everything will be back to normal next week. But if you are down the King Power Stadium on the Saturday and you want to meet me and the boys, Jamie's going to be here from Alcudia. He's finished in Alcudia, so he's here at Leicester. You can meet us all at the Blues Bar outside the KP. We're also going to be meeting some of the Arsenal Fan TV, AFTV Media guys, including Robbie Lyle and Troops and DT, and some of the other characters like Claude will probably be there as well, and Lee Judges, who I managed to get on last year, if you remember this a year ago, the podcast, but I couldn't get him on this, like I say, this week. It's just been too difficult with the setup that we have, that I have. It just hasn't worked out. But like I say, if you do want to meet us, we will be at the Blues Bar on the Saturday before and after the final whistle. I shall see you all guys there. Make sure you follow me at Lee_Chappie on social medias, and you can follow 100% LCFC on Twitter, Instagram. We are at Leicester Fan TV on Instagram, and 100 LCFC anywhere else. Thank you for listening, and I shall get you on the next one. Cheers, guys.